HarperCollins presents Four Weddings and a Christmas by Philippa Ashley. Read by Rachel Louise Miller. Prologue. Bannerdale Church, the Lake District.
Freya, can you please stop fidgeting?
Freya's hand froze at her mother's warning. They'd been hanging around in the church porch for ages. Her veil tickled her nose, and her knickers had ridden up her bottom and were horribly uncomfortable. If she held her posy in one hand, surely she could reach down under her wedding dress for a sneaky tweak. She and her mum Sandra had been allowed to wait in the vestry while everyone took their seats and settled down. Her bridesmaids, two classmates, were standing outside with her teacher, chattering excitedly. The buzz of anticipation from the church full of school kids, parents, and villagers sounded like a swarm of angry bees. And they were all waiting for her to make an entrance. Despite the warmth of this sticky July afternoon, Freya shivered.
"Are you okay, love?"
Her mum smiled down at her from beneath the brim of her new feathered hat.
"It's normal to be nervous, dear. Travis might be feeling the same way."
Freya knew he wouldn't. Travis Marshall might be angry or bored or plotting something wicked, but he'd never be nervous. No one scared Travis, though many were scared of him. "Though why the teachers picked him, goodness only knows," her mother said with a heavy sigh. "He's always causing trouble at school. His mother neglects him. Ugh. And as for his father, we all know what kind of man he is."
"I don't think he wanted to do this," Freya murmured, dreading someone overhearing.
Her mum tutted. "Then why ask him at all?" Freya didn't bother putting Travis's case. Her mother had made up her mind about the Marshalls, and nothing she could say would have any effect. But if only her mother could have heard the fuss Travis had put up about being groom at the mock school wedding. During the weeks before, he'd driven their teacher mad. He'd tugged the teacher's sleeve.
"Can't I take the photos, miss?"
"No, you're the groom."
"But I want to take the pictures. Can I borrow the camera?"
"No, it's very expensive. Leave it to Mr. Patel. The groom is a very important person. You're very lucky."
"I don't want to be important. I want to be the photographer."
"It will do you good to take a central role that will teach you about responsibility and commitment. It's a privilege. Your mum will be pleased."
"Maybe Mr. Patel will let me look at his camera afterwards," he'd said with a sly grin that Freya secretly admired. "If I'm good."
"Look, I'll ask him," the teacher had said, finally worn down. "If you're good." The bargain had been struck. Travis would go along with the wedding crap if he got to hold the camera.
"You should see the state of his trousers," her mum muttered, adjusting Freya's flowery headband.
"The hem's come down. I'd have sewn it up for him myself, but you don't like to interfere, do you?"
"No, mum,"
Freya murmured, cringing. Her mum meant well, but she was obsessed with making sure Freya always looked perfectly turned out. She'd said she didn't want people thinking she couldn't manage, because she was on her own, but Freya just wished she'd let things go once in a while. Let Freya get messy and make mistakes.
"I expect she's got enough on her plate, with her husband locked up, but to send her child to school in dirty clothes on such an important occasion."
Her mum shook her head in despair.
"Never mind, you look gorgeous, darling. I can't believe it's been 10 years since I wore that veil myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?